What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
But yeah, I just wasn't certain. I said to Dad, it's ready.
Yeah, no, it's all down. It's all
stop
down.
Talking. Yeah.
No.
Bloody show.
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection. Please choose your podcast. Thank you. You have chosen the Oddcast Podcast UK. Initiate podcast. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Oddcast Podcast, episode 90.
90.
90. What's that in bingo numbers? Bingo go to 90? Yeah, 88, two fat ladies. They go up to 100, don't they?
Does it?
I don't make this up.
Why am
I talking about stuff I don't know?
It goes to two fat ladies, isn't it?
Oddcast Podcast, podcast nobody's listening to, part of the Parker Podcast Collection and the Podgods Network, hashtag not listening, boom, bang, 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 I'm Adam.
You still had some breath.
Yeah, let me I'm Adam, you're...
Will.
You're...
Ash.
And we're here to...
Entertain you.
Yeah.
We're here to tickle your ears with intellectual comedy banter delights.
Ooh. Sounds interesting. Go on.
And then we're going to rape the women folk.
But that's only your wife that's here.
There is that. And the cat.
And the cat. Poor cat. Not pork cat. Poor cat. But yeah, so we are here for another episode. And hope everybody's having a lovely time. The weather is very nice at the moment.
Is it?
Well, it's bright. Not right as we're recording. It's dark.
It's dark.
Let's make it clear. We're in May.
It's dark.
We're in May.
We are, yes.
And
we're a week or so into May, at least.
Okay. 2 weeks. Really into confused May. Trying to work it out. Are you in France?
I'm in France.
Are you?
Yes.
So am I?
Yes.
It's in 2 weeks.
We're in France.
But you're in France?
Yes.
What are you doing in France?
Having fun. Probably drunk. On
I would expect to be a few drinks down at the moment, yes.
Why would you go to France to get drunk?
Because it's closer than a lot of places in the UK, oddly enough. It's
we're
going to be near the beaches of Normandy.
Oh, you're fighting.
It's going to be about 6 hours travelling in total. So,
get
the ferry across, and then a few hours drive down the other side.
You're loving it. Get Birmingham and all of that.
Birmingham within an hour. I was driving very, very fast.
I was going to say that's a 3 hour drive, dude.
Birmingham.
No.
It took me 3 hours
and he was
last time I drove to Birmingham.
I did Manchester in 2 hours.
Shh, Ash, be quiet, man.
Fuck.
I was in a helicopter.
Stop
here. Yeah, I was going to say, I wish I could afford a helicopter.
Fucking hell, Richard Branson over here.
Yeah. Well, that explains the beard.
It does.
Or maybe he shaved it off.
Because
we're in France.
Lend us some money. Lend us some money, Dickie.
Can I stay on your island?
I love the way it's the Virgin Islands. It's a place where people become superheroes, like Kate Winslet when she saved his mum or something from a burning building.
It was something like that. When they said, the thing is, that just might not, have just been, well, it might have been that, like, the building was on fire and said, you'd better get out now, love, rather than the fireman's carry slinging her over the shoulder.
She put her on her back. Kate Winslet was like the Hulk walking about with someone back.
From her hairier armpits.
Tick him off her shoulder and then punch her in the face.
Kate Winslet.
And then growled at her going,
It's the Oddcast Podcast, the Oddcast Podcast, the Oddcast Podcast with Adam, Will and Ash. Cunt.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. the podcast that makes you want to charge Adam Barker for the time you spent listening to it.
What the? No, cut! Here's a quick question then.
Quick one.
If you could be anyone in the Avengers, who would you be?
Joanna Lumley.
No, not the Avengers. The Avengers Assemble, Marvel Avengers. At the film, let's pick the film. Let's not make it complicated. This say the ones that are in the film.
To be honest, I would go down the Tony Stark route just because he's cool,
and just because it's the billionaire philanthropist, and a genius. That would be so.
It's who would I want to be as opposed to who would I end up? I'd probably end up as Thor.
No, you'd be the Hulk.
Really?
Just get angry so quickly.
Yeah.
Can't control it.
Yeah.
She's like, fucking hell. And people are like, calm down, man. It's just a movie.
You're just trying to reserve one of the characters for yourself. Who are you going for then,
Who
Barker?
Who you go for?
No. I want to hear Barker first.
No,
because you know he's got an agenda here.
Yeah. No, I haven't. Be Hawkeye. Is that why?
Because he was in MASH.
No.
don't even remember MASH.
I know what MASH is.
Television reference that Adam doesn't get.
Wait. No, I'd be Hawkeye, do you know why?
Because of all his quips and one-liners while he was serving in the tented hospitals.
Yes. You're making a really old reference, it's ridiculous.
Blimey will get it.
Oh, yeah, he fucking would.
Because he's really old.
No, I'd be Hawkeye because he gets to hang around with Black Widow a lot. And I swear they fucked once.
Yeah, did she then, in the comic, like, eat him?
In the
graphic novel.
Did she then eat his corpse?
She's not a real spider.
He wrapped him up in her web.
She's played by Scarlett Johansson. There you go.
Doesn't she pronounce it Scarlett Johansson?
I don't care, because that's not right. It's Johansson.
Yeah, it's like Mia Jovovich, I think she pronounced it, but I would have said
Mia Jovovich. We never understood that. She's wrong.
Mia.
We've got to pronounce her own name.
What about you, Ash? I know you'd be.
I think it'd be most interesting to be the Hulk.
You're not angry enough.
He's normally mild-mannered until you prod him over the edge.
You're the Incredible Hulk. He's the Incredible Whimper.
No.
Fuck you.
Thing is, I don't see myself as Hulk because I embrace my anger and I allow it, whereas Ash is more like...
So does he.
Really? I thought he bottles it up and...
No, because he says to him, he goes, how do you control it? And he goes, I don't control it. He goes, what's the secret? He goes, I'm always angry. So he can control it. He just, you know, sometimes it goes to the next level.
Who would you like to be, Ash?
It would have to be Stark being the billionaire philanthropist.
That probably suits you more than anyone. Hang on,
philanthropist? Doesn't he run like a weapons company? Your concept of philanthropy is an interesting
He stops it in the first one.
He does.
Does he?
When he becomes Iron Man, he admits being Iron Man, he stops doing weapons, but... Considering I could build missiles,
you could be Tony Stark.
Asher's got the technical background.
I don't know why you're not Tony Stark.
Because he knows all about the electronical stuff.
Electronical buttons.
Yeah.
Why are you
going back
a
couple
Stark?
Of episodes?
You seem to have the life.
Because he decided to go for accountancy.
Yeah. Which I'm now getting out of.
Yes, so you could be looking
to move into superheroes.
To move into a superhero.
Well, no, he's got to take a step up. Firstly, he has to step into the arms market.
Yeah.
Then I have to make my first billion.
Then you have to die and leave it to your son, who can then become Tony Stark.
Oh, you got a plan. I'm liking this.
No, I don't like that bit.
No, you don't like the dying bit?
No.
You could be a major benefactor of Gotham City. And build up something like Wayne Industries, and then you could get shot in an alleyway and your son...
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Being a father or something doesn't really bode well.
Where are the self-made men in the comic book world? You know, the self-made multi-billionaires.
They don't have them.
They've all got it from daddy, haven't they?
Daddy issues.
So it's all second generation at least, and that's because they've got nothing better to do with their time. They've got loads of money, so they might as well... make loads of fun toys and play with them. Beat the shit out of people.
I think, to be honest, that just sounds like really a exciting career.
Yeah.
Why wasn't my dad a fucking billionaire?
Because he's an accountant.
Because he's an accountant.
He actually is, isn't he?
He is an accountant.
So you said you didn't say who you'd want to be.
You didn't let me.
Oh, sorry. Say who you want to be. Not Tony Stark, because he's already got it now.
No, I said I'd probably kind of end up as Thor, because I quite like the idea of swinging hammers at people, but I wouldn't want to be the dick that Thor is.
Because
Thor's got the temper.
He has. And the hammer. You've got a hammer outside, I've seen it.
I've got a splitting axe and a club hammer. And a couple of just normal hammers.
You could, yeah. So, alright, so, yeah, we've worked it out.
I'd rather be an axe man than a hammer man. Stop!
Hammer time. Oh, oh. Okay, so the way you think about it, Ash is thinking about what you'd actually do in my life.
Plus, I'm a massive fan of Viking mythology.
There you go.
But, if I went for a member, if the question was who out of the Norse pantheon I'd go for, I would like to be Othin or Odin, the betrayer of warriors.
That wasn't
the hanged god. With my ravens sitting astride my shoulders.
He just wants to be a hanged god so that he can actually really,
the auto,
really
auto-erotic asphyxiation. Yeah. Well, I'd be having a strangle wank whilst being hung off the world tree.
Strangle wank superhero. Brilliant.
Strangle wank, the god of strangle wanking.
And yes, I want to be a boring character in a movie just so I can get to...
You could be Catwoman. Halle Berry as Catwoman.
Fuck that. Fucking... kill myself. I'd rather be pit off the director.
You'd rather be pissed off.
Fucking hell, we had a discussion before. But no, I'd rather be Hawkeye just so I get to fuck Scarlett Johansson.
I did watch a quite nice episode of Big Bang Theory.
I've just thought that there's a great one in, is it Iron Man 2 or something, where there's this rather rich dude that's got his couple of birds and Tony Stark just walks past. And just goes, come with me.
Yeah.
That's what I do to you. She's mine.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast hosted by Adam Barker.
Is that it?
The biggest prick in Essex.
Cut, cut, cut.
The question now, my friends, is what differentiates good rap from that fucking dross we see and that X Factor crap? Now, I do listen to quite a lot of music, although I'm fairly strongly opinionated about it. I don't know if anyone's ever noticed.
No. You? Opinionated? Never.
I have now and again been known to hold reasonably strong opinions about things, and one thing I do love is my music. I will confess to being pretty much stuck in the 1990s when it comes to musical tastes.
Well, like techno.
Techno. It was, I actually did like industrial techno. I used to go clubbing at the Fridge in Brixton on the,
You used to club in a fridge?
Yeah, there was a club. There was a club in Brixton called the Fridge, which was ironically fucking hot. and they used to play heavy industrial European techno.
Nice.
And I used to fucking love that. No recreational pharmaceuticals whatsoever.
No,
I
water.
Assure you. Yes, yes.
Pure
I
water and I was, euphoria.
Oh, I drank a lot of water.
okay.
I used to fucking love that. But no, techno is not my love. It's just more what I did when I was peeled out of my nut.
what other types of techno indeed are there? If you're saying industrial.
Basically, this was the heavy stuff, not No Limit by Two Unlimited.
Yeah, or I want to be a hippie limited and I want to get stoned.
Yeah.
Marijuana.
Yeah, it wasn't that. That was the charty bollocks. That was the equivalent of the shit that they produce out of the
Prodigy probably moved it out of techno with You're No Good For Me into the charts.
The big beat style of things, yeah. Just the big dirty beat. Almost what Skrillex or whatever he's called now has done for...
Ugly man.
But the looks of a musical artist should be irrelevant. The fact that his music sounds like he's basically...
My apologies.
But the fact that his music sounds like he's dropped a keyboard in the blender, I actually still kind of like it.
I know why
it's
you
terrible
just said that.
What?
The looks of a musical should be out of question, whatever you just said, wouldn't you say?
The looks of a musician should not come into consideration.
Exactly. Because you've got a guitar. You consider yourself a musician.
That wasn't my reason, but
need about half a mountain of salt.
But yeah, but if you look at like Britain's Got Talent and X Factor and all the musical acts that come out of that, they're all pretty except for Susan Boyle.
Fit.
Yeah. Well, even the boys, they're all pretty. They're all
Susan
pretty
Boyle
boys,
was a lovely, lovely looking man.
No, she was an ugly bloke. is. She's not actually dead.
She's not dead.
No.
Not no, 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 she'd come over house.
No, but she's had plastic surgery to make herself look worse.
Did you start to think of something else?
Plastic surgery to look like
a dog. Yeah, but despite my best efforts, now and again, I'm exposed to modern rap music.
Okay.
And I do try hard to avoid it. You know, I've got no problem with MC Hammer.
Well, that's old school.
Very modern. Very modern.
But you listen to some of the stuff and the gangster rap, you know, the kind of, I've got my guns and my bitches and my bitches and my holes, gonna grab a load of Charlie, gonna stick it up my nose, all nice. That sort of bollocks.
I'll do it again, I'll do the beats.
I don't know, what did I actually just say?
You know what you just said, you've been rehearsing this for weeks.
No, seriously. Yeah, okay. I got my guns and my bitches, got my bitches and my holes, gonna grab a load of Charlie, gonna stick it on my nose. I don't know why I'm singing this shit. I also know my girlfriend ain't fit. I live on a council estate with my mate, and I like to go back to my nan's now and again, cause she washes my shirts. Got my McDonald's uniform. Boo.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I know where you got that from.
What?
I'm joking.
I was going to say...
I was waiting for you to go, yeah.
No, I've no idea.
That was sick, yeah? That was sick rhyme, mate.
Even the little
I will be shortly. I will be shortly, yeah. But what... The thing is, I like Rage Against the Machine, to an extent, are a form of rap.
Yeah.
They're a rap metal.
Yeah.
One, two, three, now talk about the bomb track. Gonna think, sucker's going to think you're going to fake this. Going to drop from a higher level. There's a rhythmical... way the level is done, but I was just thinking, what makes good rap? Because I'm not saying what sells.
Poetry.
But, or what makes good music? What do you listen to, Adam? You know, pick your top three all-time favourite artists. What do you go for?
Well, Oasis. It's up there.
Yeah.
David Bowie.
Yeah.
One of my faves. And, Susan Boyle.
No. No. She does covers.
She does. Actually, I don't know, because I'm very... They're the ones that I could name, so I love them.
Straight, yeah, straight off, those are...
I can listen to that wherever I want. The other stuff is just like, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I've got Plan B's Defamation of Strickland Banks album. That's very original, very good. And it's a combination of rap and melody, which I really like.
Yeah, because he sings, doesn't he, a bit?
Yeah.
Well, I say sings.
Yeah, he's more of a kind of rapper type, yeah. But he actually has a very good singing voice. So, you know, there is some fairly good recent stuff out there. But some of it I just find sickeningly, and it's a lot of the American rap scene, but also the UK rap scene seems to be moving that way.
Tiny
it's
temper.
All very consumerist and all about this is what I possess, this is what I've got, this is what is awesome about me.
Well, because if you listen to Tiny Temper's song, innit, he says, I've got so
got
many...
the accent while he you're does, doing that. With the handy pointies and stuff as well.
With the handy pointy crap.
He sounded a bit like Bill Cosby did.
I got the handy and I got the pointy.
I got the handy and the pointy thing and the jukebox.
Going from the side there, the whole Bill Cosby thing. On Facebook, I saw someone had posted this fucking, basically, racist and anti-immigration one, just saying... This is what Bill Cosby said. It says, I'm 83 and I don't see why I should have to pay for the young people that have facial piercings, that do this. And all the immigrants coming in. And I just looked at it and I thought, I don't believe Bill Cosby said that. So I took the first few lines and I put it into Google and I asked why nobody else seems to ever do this before they post it on Facebook and say, oh, look at this, this is
cool. Look what Cosby said.
Because if you go onto it, you go to Snopes or the various, you know, the internet is actually full of bullshit style websites. It explains that it was actually a Southern American, basically racist anti-immigration senator who said that. And some cunt has kind of said, yeah, Bill Cosby said this, so post it on Facebook.
They just added like at the end, he goes, and yellow.
And you just wonder how naive people are to just pick this stuff up and just go, yeah, I'm going to take that as gospel. Retweeted. Because someone I used to work with three jobs ago, who I'm mates with on Facebook, has picked it up from someone else who's picked it from someone else, and they reckon it's Bill Cosby, and it's probably gone like 100 times down the chain.
Yep.
He's like, what a cunt! But anyway, back to rap music, and just crap music, and just music. Ash, I think you've got a... you're highly qualified to talk about music. I think you own 6 CDs, did we cover last episode?
Yes, you've still got one of them.
Yeah. You've got 5 CDs, I've got one of them.
Yeah, you got my boy's CD.
And you didn't even pay for that, he gave it to me.
I met the artist and he gave me a CD. and it added an extra whatever it is percent onto my collection.
I'm trying to work it out now.
Quite a lot.
Well, if you had
15%.
I would say you went up 20%.
Yeah, 20%.
Yeah. We've got 5, yeah.
So. Pretty good going. And woo! I think 3 of the CDs in your CD player we gave you.
Are they the same people?
2.
The ones, yeah, so Monty Python Sings came from us, and...
They're great! Oh no, and then there were 2 other ones.
There's the one with the orbital tracks and stuff, that Sarah burnt, so at least...
Yeah, and there was some Aphex Twin as
well. Okay. Aphex, yeah. Sorry.
That's because I lost my Aphex Twin. I did lose one CD.
So you did use the another one. Yeah.
That was when I had when I only had 4 CDs.
Aphex Twins, kind of drum and bass. They did a fantastic remix of Star Wars.
Didn't think you'd be a drum
and bass man. That's quite good. Yeah. Do you like my impression?
That's great.
Yeah, that sums it up quite well, I think.
What else you got? You can't even remember.
Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
You can't, I think I gave you that.
No.
How did you buy that?
No, I actually, that was the one I bought.
Oh.
And I've got another one from an artist that I met as well.
I've got the Crow. For this shit.
The Crow?
The Crow?
Oh, sorry, not the Crow as in the Brandon Lee, okay. Crow as in my stepbrother's band. Oh,
<yeah. laughs> okay. Very, very seriously heavy metal.
So you're not very...
it's what they call experimental metal, what I call thrash death metal.
Yes.
So you're not really up for any music that's been in the charts or anything, you just...
I listen to it, but I listen to it on the radio.
Yeah.
I don't have to buy it.
Ash isn't what I would put down as particularly discriminating on music, sir.
Because he hasn't heard anything.
I don't know much about music, but I know what I like.
Yeah, exactly. R.E.M. and stuff, yeah, I listen to them, and I know some of the words of the songs as well, which is shocking.
Yeah, you...
Nice women deserve a quiet fight.
Walks in.
Oh, yes.
I can hear it.
That's why I use Rehypno.
Never fucking
rap music. What I was going to say about...
I can't even remember where I was going with this.
What I was going to say about when you're saying that it's all consumerism, like the words and that. There's a Tiny Temper song where one of the lines is, I've got so many clothes, I've even got them at my aunt's house. That's actually a line from a Tiny Temper song.
Oh, fuck. But you look at...
I've never been a scumfort, but I've been to Bristol. Or something like that. It's like, what are you talking about?
But you then look, there's some so intelligent stuff. There's an artist called Scroobius Pip.
Yes.
Who is absolutely fantastic. His Letter from God to Man, which is basically...
Brilliant album.
Because he's actually basically an urban poet who's put some of it to beats.
Big beard and all.
Big beard. Very big beard. Excellent beard.
Fair play.
He's also a platelet donor. And Scroobius
Pip. You never heard of Scroobius Pip?
I've heard of him.
Yeah. When we're in France, I'll put that album on. It's excellent. But his Letter to God from Man and a couple of the other ones are also very, very good tracks. But that's intelligent stuff.
Yes.
And he even goes, so far, one of his tracks even comments on, don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking Dizzy Rascal. It was the... And sort of going on and taking it, but he's trying to, but in the lyrics of some of his songs, he's saying, be original, look out, try harder, don't, if you only want to be as good as Scroobius Pip, then as soon as you'll achieve that, your standards will slip. If the only thing you want to do is improve on yourself, then I can't remember the rest of the lyrics, but you'll get better. And he's actually saying that, look, just fucking, make good music for the sake of it, not for the sake of money. And this is what I like. This is cool stuff.
Yeah, okay. That makes more sense. Instead of just like random little rather than about how much clothes you've got.
Yeah. I've got so many trousers, I have to keep them up me nans.
I rent shit from Blockbusters and never take them back because I'm fucking old school gangster, yeah.
I've got 3 rooms just full of fucking Vans.
Do you like Eminem?
Eminem, I actually liked the Marshall Mathers EP. Yeah. It was okay. I did actually, what was the one after that?
Slim Shady one was the first one.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry. Slim Shady one. And the Marshall Mathers EP.
Second one.
I quite liked that, some good ones. But I only liked certain of them, because there were some that were done very ironically and very intelligently. And some of them were just, you don't want to fuck with me and I'll kill you and I'm going to pistol whip you.
I love the ones that then get shot.
Sorry?
Don't lots of rappers get shot.
Like Tupac.
They seem to.
The B.I.G. Yeah. Usher loved Tupac.
I mean, like, you know, wear those massive clocks when they do
that's it. That's Flavor Flav. He's a nutcase. But, fucking mental.
Things, I appreciate lyrical talent. People who can do good things with lyrics, that's brilliant. People that are just, don't come up with it. Rap should be clever. Rap should be clever and witty, I think is the main thing.
Okay, I'll get you.
If it's clever and witty and done well, that's great. I don't really give a shit about if you're the background just, of the style that's done it.
That's a specific style of it to have the wit in there as well.
Yeah, but if you're just banging on about how much stuff you've owned and how cool you are and how many women you've shagged, the chances are you're doing your very best to appeal to people who see that as the ultimate lifestyle, want to buy the music and play the music out loud in their shitty, fucked up Novas in order to just... advertise that this is what they want to be. In that point, you just think, cunt.
Just reminds you of that MTV Cribs when they take them around their cribs and they got the bitches and
I've only seen a couple of these Cribs things because I think they are awful. Absolutely awful. It's again, it's just,
I'm just jealous.
I actually saw one with Missy Elliott and it's just a sheer vanity parade. She's like, oh, and this is my living room. And she's got this massive, 12-foot high column that just says Missy on it. It's like, clearly you'll forget your name otherwise, or something like that, because you need to go into your living room and be reminded of what your name is. I know that's just an issue.
Ego, bitch.
Yeah.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that...
No, cut.
Badger! Beaver! Badger! Beaver! Who wins?
Can't actually remember where this was, because this is actually a story from a little while ago. Been in my notes for a while.
Another one you made up.
Yeah. Another one I made up.
Something about a place.
Yeah. Something about this place. It was actually by a river. And there's a man.
The sea.
River. Not sea. Knob.
I was thinking under the boardwalk.
No, what's that song? What?
Under sing the boardwalk. Down by the sea. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to sing a song. I've got that little bit in it. I can't remember the first bit.
It's a very old song. Now.
People were probably thinking, listen now, going, Adam, it's this. I don't know how it goes. Do you remember what I'm trying to sing?
No, I sort of vaguely have an idea and an inkling.
I don't know. I have no idea.
So what are you actually trying to talk about?
I was trying to remember a song that goes... Down by the sea.
Under the boardwalk.
It is.
Out on the sun. Under the boardwalk. We'll be having some fun.
Keep going. What's your point? Keep going.
Under the boardwalk. Down by the sea.
That's it. See, I was right.
Bruce Willis did a cover of that.
Yeah, I know he did. I was halfway.
You know he did, did you?
I know he did. I know he did.
You didn't even know the song.
Did
he do that while wearing a sandwich board in a dodgy neighbourhood?
Yeah. Carry on anyway. You were going to say
by the river. Some bloke sitting by the river, minding his own business, nowhere near the fucking sea. Or a boardwalk.
It was in Belarus.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. It was in Belarus.
So while you two were nattering, I went next door and got the laptop.
I know.
Would you like me to read the article?
No,
I'll read the article. You talk about it. I'll actually then correct your facts.
Yes. This is it. We're going to do a translation of actual facts and Ash facts.
Ash trying to remember from his note that literally just said Beaver v Badger. Because there's a fisherman in Belarus sitting by the river minding his own business and he got eaten by a badger. Not a badger, a beaver.
So the fisherman was a badger.
Right. The fisherman was a beaver.
A fisherman.
So beaver kills beaver.
Fisherman.
We like beaver on beaver action.
Fisherman sitting by the river gets attacked by a beaver. I assume he was trying to knock down his dam or something.
So, man gets attacked by a beaver.
So to clarify.
Where? Beaver eats man.
Belarus.
A fisherman in Belarus was bitten to death by a beaver and all he was doing was trying to take its picture, Sky News reports. The man spotted the beaver whilst fishing at Lake Shestakov. But as he approached to take a photograph, the beaver bit him on the thigh. The animal managed to sever an artery and his friends couldn't stop the blood flow. It's kind of tragic, but at the same time...
The friends couldn't stop the blood flow after pissing laughter. Themselves laughing because he just got bit by a beaver.
And I like this particular article because they haven't got the picture that the man was trying to take at the time, so they've just done a photo of a stuffed beaver at the Call of the Wild Museum in Gaylord, Michigan. Would you like to see a beaver in Gaylord? Pitch. Gaylord and beaver. Not normally two terms you'll hear together.
I remember I used to watch a cartoon called The Angry Beavers. It used to be on Nickelodeon.
It's a great cartoon. It's about a couple of beavers.
Isn't
that a film called Tooth?
So I just want to see what happens if I Google Angry Beaver.
Angry Beaver. I think it will come up with that Nickelodeon thing.
Is that like Angry Cat?
Have you seen that film?
Image Teeth? Search?
No. I saw it was on Netflix.
About a woman with her teeth and her vagina.
Yeah, exactly. I thought, no.
It's pretty mental. I had to watch it because it was on there. I'm going to watch
so basically, if she just goes there, sort of not actually doing anything about sort of stopping herself from getting raped, wanting to get raped so that she can bite
the
cock.
She has no control over it. She has sex with someone and it bites this cock off. And then she goes to the gynecologist and he says, yeah, you got some fucking mighty fine teeth up there, love.
You know what I'm disappointed about? You go on Google with safe search off.
Yep.
And you Google angry beaver as an image search. And it's all photos from that fucking cartoon.
I told you. Let's have a look. I want to see what it looked like again. Show me. Angry Beaver.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see, I remember
done
that
work well on the podcast.
Oh, people can turn themselves. I used to love that show.
But if you Google, like, fetid beaver or something.
Oh, no, please don't.
Smelly beaver.
Shaved beaver.
Wet beaver.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
The beaver. Oh. The beaver.
No, there's just a cartoon picture of a shaved beaver. Oh, and an actual shaved beaver. Oh, that
I think it's actually technically a naked. Oh, it's actually technically a naked mole rat, but
see down them down Chelmsford Market.
No.
So where was this conversation? What were you talking about badgers before?
Because he's getting confused. Badger pointer. And I always thought that was going to be the leading question. What is actually going to be more violent and more vicious,
ooh,
a beaver or a badger?
So off the back of the story, we can seamlessly lead in as if we've improvised it. Off the back of this beaver kills fisherman story, we can seamlessly link in to, I know where we could go with this conversation because it makes it look like we're not, you know, like we're doing absolutely everything off the
cuff. Because it doesn't, you know.
We can go into this, oh, right, I'll tell you what. Beavers turn out to be really hard. Badgers known to be really hard. What would win, badger or beaver?
Exactly.
As soon as I read the article the first time, though, I instantly thought straight away of Will and going, yeah, well, not of him biting some fisherman.
Only the once. Will you ever let me live it down?
But he died, Will. That's why you got never had a Belarus ever again. But I do love the fact that, like, the beginning of this little segment, you just went, in my notes, I had badger versus beaver. I'm like, what are you talking about? It doesn't even make any sense. Anyway, badger versus beaver.
Badger.
So, done.
Okay, why, with that why as well.
Because badgers are actually a lot harder than beavers. The beaver might get the lucky arterial shot, but the badger has the power and the jaws.
Beaver just has those two little teeth.
Yeah, the beaver's got the capability to potentially bite in deeper, but the badger is a far more vicious and cool and hardcore biting animal.
Beavers have got them weird, like, on
they used to put a badger in a fighting pit with multiple fighting dogs. How many?
Vikings.
What kind of fighting dogs?
Vikings.
No. Yes.
How many though? Multiple? What?
More than one. Less than 6 million.
Multiple.
So they used to put several dogs in a ring with a badger, and they would actually bet on whether the badger would survive because the badger was capable of taking out more than one dog at a time. If you put several bull mastiffs in a ring with a beaver, you've got a specialist porn film. No.
That's going to win one of the oddest book titles of the year.
But I just cannot see. I would say 9 times out of 10, the badger's going to take the beaver.
Unless the badger was stuffed with a tree.
I think...
What? Beavers eat trees, don't they?
No, they just bite them.
What? Yeah, exactly. Beavers eat trees.
To make their dams.
They really bite the trunks.
They're not like wasps where they then regurgitate the wood to build nests.
like termites. I'm going to turn you into poo.
What the fuck are you talking about? Somebody interrupt him, please.
You know how earlier on you asked him to talk about science?
Oh, can't wait.
What he's doing.
That's going to come up in a bit. Badgers versus Beaver. Probably the most pointless conversation we're ever going to have.
Yes.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast that taught my nan about strangle wanking.
No, cut.
The loner pod gods on the site. Some of them are good and some of them are also good. Listen to these ones which I really rate, unless it's that bunch of fuckers that I hate.
I'm Corey Epps from the Evil Teddy Bear Podcast, telling you to go listen now on the Pod Gods Network. That's right, we're on a network right now, people. We're part of the network. We're in the interwebs. Listen to us. You'll get interviews. You'll get movie reviews. You'll get a black guy that's kind of like Kevin Smith. Kind of. I'm the knockoff Kevin Smith, people. anyway, go listen. Here's a little clip of the show for you.
Hey, man, you think if they're out there, right, any of those 18-year-olds are trying to hit on each other or something, right? So they go into the woods. And, you know, a little hanky-panky something happened. You know, you think that happened in there? Just like the stuff that we didn't see?
Yeah.
You know? Like that redhead girl kept running in and out, but I bet you she was just like, hey, I see Pita. And I wouldn't mind giving him a little handy or something. I don't know. I don't know what high school kids do nowadays.
I don't know. You're also always being watched. Which might be a good way to defy the TV people. All the kids to just break down into a debaucherous orgy. and then they're like, oh crap, we can't show this on TV.
I don't know, I mean.
They ruined us.
Would they censor it?
I don't know, it's live.
I mean, Tim Burton, Tony Stark might think, okay, we'll keep it rolling this time. That's how we play in the Hunger Games rule.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I actually thought about that during the movie. Like, wouldn't these people, like, I don't know, if they're gonna die, wouldn't it, you know, the airplane like, thing?
I know.
Kind of like, well, are they gonna start having sex or something because their death is imminent?
Yes, that's what I mean. I'm like, fuck, if at least I'm gonna die, let me get a crack at that puss.
Yeah.
You know? Or a crack of that crack, you know what I'm saying? Let me go all the way. That was a great clip, right? Don't forget to check out our website, eviltedpodcast.blogspot.com. eviltedpodcast.blogspot.com. It's not that hard. Also, don't forget to listen to us on Stitcher. And we're on Twitter too, people, so if you got something you want to talk to us about, it's easy, right? At eviltedpod. Or you can hit me up personally at coreevil2013. That's right. It's K-O-R Evil 2013. We're taking over the world, Pod Gods Network. That's right, we're on the Pod Gods Network, taking over the world.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's three dicks and a microphone.
Cut.
Talk about storms. Big storms.
Not Halle Berry playing Storm in X-Men.
No, let's talk about her playing Catwoman.
No, that's it. No more Halle Berry discussion ever on this Oddcast Podcast.
Really? Right,
she's banned. I'm vetoing her. She's not allowed to be discussed on this podcast ever again.
Who isn't?
Exactly.
So Halle Berry's not to be discussed.
Shut up! Will.
shut up yourself! that is a good one.
Okay.
Science Ash!
Big storms.
Enormous storms.
Okay.
There's one that's bigger than the UK that's raging at the moment in Saturn somewhere.
The article I saw on the Register earlier that says Eye of Sauron appears on Saturn?
Yes.
Because there's this storm and the zoomed in telescope photos, I'm assuming it's from Hubble or something, one of the serious ones, and this storm from the top does look like the Eye of Sauron. And you say it's bigger than the British Isles?
Bigger than the British Isles. But then there's the hotspot on Jupiter as well. That's bigger than Europe. And that's...
So what's bigger than Uranus?
Nah.
Thing is, no matter how hard they try in the scientific prudish community to call it Uranus, It's just never going to happen, is it? It will always be, oh, is that bigger than Uranus?
What's going on Uranus?
That's why it's always good with Google Sky Map. You always move your phone around. You're finding a...
There's Uranus! Is there a storm on Uranus? Well, yeah, I should have cooked those sausages better.
Are you telling me Uranus is bigger than Neptune?
Hang on. I had two things going in my head there, and I merged them, but I didn't mean to.
If you said Uranus is bigger than Pluto, you might have had a Disney joke coming off the back of it, but no, where you went.
I had something else.
No, you just went for the God of the Seas.
I had two jokes, and they merged into one, and they didn't create a joke. Both lies. Just made a sentence.
Can you repeat what you said right at the beginning of this? Shut up, Adam.
No, actually, if you go back, I was about to say, shut up, Ash.
But he was talking to me.
I was talking to Will.
He went,
Ashton.
I went, shut up, Will.
He wasn't interrupting himself again.
It's his beard. I'm just confusing him with the beard.
Yeah, we've got basically three bearded people. You can spot the difference. One wears a hoodie all the time.
Not all the time.
Just most of the time.
9 times out of 100.
And the fat one that doesn't wear a hoodie is me. And then you've got the thin one with the beard, who's Ash.
Yay. Thin. Boy, it's a fucking
thin. Should be at it.
Well, less fat.
Yeah, that works.
So, Ash, talk to us about Uranus.
It starts on Saturn.
It's smaller than Saturn. And it's smaller than Jupiter.
What are we talking about now?
Little blob.
Are we still talking about some kind of storm?
Storms.
How do they know it's on there?
Because they saw it through a Tescalope.
What sort of a Tescalope?
Yes. Technical term.
What is...
It was an electronical
Tescalope. What is this storm made of?
Wind.
Earth, wind, fire, water.
And dust particles.
No water. If there was water, there'd be life.
Well, it would have had to have been dust particles.
Yeah. It only appeared just after dusk.
Yes. The sun had set.
Yes.
So what is it? Was it
behind Uranus? Because it's so cute.
That's no moon.
So explain this storm to me.
Ah, oh, that's what it is. The Death Star actually just farts.
That was Uranus.
Blows up planets.
Fucking Uranus jokes.
Oh, I don't want jokes about fucking me anus.
Fucking Uranus. Tell me about this storm. I want to know about this storm.
So I just hate the fact that
we'll move over.
Yes, when we crash into Saturn.
What would you better say? I find it funny that Barker's what?
Barker just said, fucking Uranus. Just made me laugh.
Fucking Uranus.
Yeah, because he was fucking Uranus.
But apparently, according to the weather forecast, apparently the storm is due to move off of Saturn and end up over Wales. Because Wales always has shit weather.
Which is why we're going to France.
Yeah. Because it's the same amount of time it would take to drive to the North Wales coast.
I wonder what you two are doing in France right now.
Drinking the very reasonably priced, but surprisingly good wine.
But probably when, like, I listen probably back to barbecue. This, like, chuck it on.
The barbecue's out, we're in the heated swimming pool.
Yeah.
What's the time difference? An hour. Here. What, forward?
They're in front by an hour.
Yes. In the future. An hour in the future.
So it'll be 10:45.
Yeah. Which is quite reasonable.
Okay.
So we'll be drunk and in the pool.
Yeah.
You got a pool?
Yeah, we've got a heated swimming pool.
I thought you were going camping.
No.
We're going camping at the beer festival next weekend.
We've already been camping.
Yes, sorry, yes. We went camping at the beer festival.
We went camping on the Maybank holiday at the beer festival.
The first Maybank holiday.
Yes, yes. And it was absolutely wonderful.
That's right.
Weather was gorgeous.
But you're going away for the second bank holiday.
Yeah, and then I'm actually going camping for the last Maybank holiday, as is Ash.
No, now.
Oh, no, the week following the last Maybank holiday, yes.
No, bank holidays don't mean anything to me anymore.
Yes.
Because he doesn't work at a bank anymore.
So let's talk about Uranus. Or let's not.
I still get paid. I just don't have to show up to work.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a show that makes sawing off your right arm seem more appealing.
No, cut.
Now, there was a thing in the news, well, it would have been a couple of weeks ago now, on the basis of how we record, because we like to keep bang up to date with current affairs at the point we're recording, and then just go all a bit Pete Tong, and there we go. But I did like this one. There's a delicious irony here. So there's this PC game that's been released called Game Dev Tycoon. And it's like your Sim City or your Roller Coaster Tycoon, and all of that sort of stuff. And you run a company.
What did you write for this one?
Rev Dev Tycoon.
Nice.
But, so this software house has produced a game where the whole idea is that you're running a computer games development studio, and you have to produce computer games and put them out, and depending on the ratings, you get more money, et cetera, et cetera. But what they also did is they deliberately introduced a cracked pirate version onto the torrent sites, but they put in their own little modifier. So the people that have paid directly for Game Dev Tycoon get it. So if they produce a really highly rated game, they get the money for it. However, if you've gone through the torrent site and downloaded Game Dev Tycoon yourself through this, when you release a successful game, immediately all your earnings get wiped out because they put in this little modifier whereby you release this successful game and every fucker downloads it through torrent site.
Nice.
And there is an absolutely wonderful irony there. And my favourite thing, I think it was on Failblog, and it was someone had posted on a help forum saying, how do I beat Game Dev Tycoon? Every time I produce a really good quality game, people just pirate it and I can't get the money for it. And that's just a very, very sweet little bit of irony. I like
that. That'd be like, they could do that with movies, the way that movies get torrented and downloaded. You can purposely put up versions of a film.
With the alternate ending.
It could be like Batman, the big finale, but it just cuts Batman sitting down on a chair watching the telly.
Or it just cuts to some very bad 1980s porn as you get to the climax and then you just get to a climax.
I won't complain.
There'd be more downloads of that than anything else. Yeah, mum, watch this.
Oh, have you seen the end of the new Batman?
I don't know, Dark Knight
Rises.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes me happy.
What? No, cut.
Me and my research.
Research Ash, Research Ash, Research Ash.
Research, yeah, yeah, Ash. I read an article that someone else did some research. And it was actually on almost like what women want.
Ooh. Cock.
Balls. Yes. But only funny cock. And only funny cock.
Funny cock?
My one's quite funny. Quite often I'll drop my trousers in front of a woman, she'll point and just go into hysterical laughter.
I've got a comedian cock.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. It was all about comedians.
Comedy cock.
Comedy cock.
Funny blokes or serious blokes. And the difference between them in their length of relationship and all this kind of stuff.
Okay.
And it actually turns out that women prefer funny blokes.
Right.
But only for a short-term fling.
Right.
So it's the one-night stand. All the funny blokes get the one-night stands and all of that kind of stuff.
Stand up.
Yep. Stand up, sit down. Ooh.
So when ladies say, oh, I want a man with a good sense of humour for a couple of weeks, then I want him to be fucking boring.
Yeah, basically.
Yes, exactly what women want.
Yeah,
women,
yeah.
Are you listening?
I want them to be funny, to actually get the juices flowing and all that kind of stuff.
Juices flowing. Jesus Christ.
Then I'll marry them and then they do what I want.
That's a little bit like Sleeping with the Enemy, the Julia Roberts movie.
That's probably the basis for that film.
No, it isn't.
I have no idea, I've not seen it.
Do you think, are you funny, Will? No, you're not, because you're long-term.
Hey, look at his
so
face.
You must be dull as shit.
It depends. I'm one of those bizarre people that's capable of being funny now and again and serious now and again. It kind of seems a bizarre survey to say, yes, women want funny blokes or sensible blokes, and it's just kind of the whole, can't you actually be in the middle bit?
You can.
I'm puzzled by the research.
They've not done it. They've not. It's another one of these university.
Was this in the Daily Mail?
Oh, another university somewhere.
No, it's a university somewhere, and they never actually do them. properly. They always snap to these conclusions, which make the headlines.
Yeah. Define a funny person. Is that someone who is constantly making jokes, like, throughout their entire waking cycle?
During sex.
Or who reaches a certain level of funny and peaks, or maybe is funny for more than 3 hours a day compared to... I mean, what the fuck?
Exactly.
The more you analyse it, the more it makes no sense.
Complete bollocks.
Yes.
But the whole gist of it was the seriousness of them being serious for long-term relationship or being funny, everything's funny, they're not going to be serious, so I will just go and have a fling with them and then do it. So basically, the moral of the story is, if you actually want a one-night stand, just go and be funny to some birds.
They'll make love them laugh, they'll let you put your knob in them.
You'll have some fun for the night, and then you can just forget about them and say, I wasn't being serious.
I can kind of say the context. So from the woman's point of view, if they're looking for brief entertainment, they'll look for a guy who makes them laugh. If they're looking for long-term commitment, they want the serious bloke who'll provide the
boring fucker.
But the it does seem that this bit of research you've been reading is entirely pointless.
Lots of the stuff that hits the news is on a slow news day.
Yeah.
And they're the kind of things that actually some reporter somewhere has actually thought might be quite interesting. It's bollocks. They can tickle my bollocks.
One of the main ranked items on BBC News recently was that a video of a woman, was it in Ireland, Ash?
In Ireland.
Of a woman. I think this gives you an idea of a slow news day, because this was at the most popular on the BBC. This is woman takes half an hour to parallel park. And basically, all it is, you've got these students, and one of them's clearly smoking a spliff out the window or something, and sees a woman trying to...
No, park. He was getting some fresh air.
That's what the BBC article said. That's how I translated it.
Because his room was full of smoke.
Yeah. But apparently, yes, student is getting some fresh air.
He offered to park the car for her. She said no, because he still had the joint hanging out of his mouth.
How long did it take you to park the car?
Half an hour, apparently.
They only started recording after 15 minutes of giggling out the window.
Why were they giggling for 15 minutes?
Must have been the fresh air. The fresh air hit because they ran out of weed because they were watching a park. They just thought, someone get a camera.
Yeah. No, you get the camera, you skin up. I need Pringles. I'm watching this. This is like a woman trying to park in the parking space, and it's, oh, this is so fucking cool. Look, she goes forward, she goes backwards, but she's not going sideways. She needs one of those cars where the wheels all turn sideways and just goes fucking bang into the spaceman.
Spaceman.
Yeah. What do you do if you see a spaceman? You park, man.
So what we've covered on this very pointless discussion is that
nothing of any fucking
women
value.
Like funny men to have sex with once and then fuck them off so they can go and not know how to park.
So that they can get someone else to park their car.
In summary, yes.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that is shit.
Cut. And here we go. That's the end of the podcast.
Hey, well, fucking time.
Thank you. Oh, thank fuck for that. Thank you for downloading and listening to it.
Well, you might not have downloaded it, you might have streamed it.
Torrented it. You can actually torrent this podcast. I actually found it on a torrent site. I typed it in. It's on there. Only because the way I put it up on the feed, it automatically creates a torrent feed.
Right.
Because, well, it doesn't mean you can torrent if you want.
Well, the thing is, torrents don't just involve piracy.
No,
it's just 99.99999%
do. Yeah. So if you want to torrent us, you can go, I'm getting this for free. Well, it's free anyway, dickhead.
Yeah. But hopefully you accidentally downloaded some viruses while you were at it.
No, maybe we should have done like an extra... We're going to do a different ending for this one. Yeah. If you're listening to this for the piracy, this is the new ending.
Yeah. This is the Oddcast Poodcast.
We are now Trojan horsing in your iPod or whatever. Viruses.
You and your technical stuff.
I'm technical, he's electronical. That's how it works. So, thanks for listening. It's been a great show. Go to Barker Podcast.
Do you think you can't say it's been a great show?
You can say,
I feel it's been a great show. But you can't just categorically state that this was a really good show.
It's been fun to record.
Yes, we enjoyed it.
Hope you did too.
Yeah.
Go to BarkerPodcast.webs.com and notlistingcollective.blogspot.co.uk. Follow me on Twitter at Barker Podcast. Follow Will on Twitter at
Confused as Fog.
Follow Ash on Twitter at
Badger Potter.
Nice. That's not going to confuse anybody.
Oh, no one gives a fuck anyway. No,
they're probably already following you or not.
I prefer badgers.
Things I heard that as iPod badgers.
Badger iPods. Yeah. So go to the Pod Gods Network as well. Check out those great shows.
And, yeah.
Bye.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to. Hashtag not listening.
Right, tell her where to find us.
Alright. Go to www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com or thepodgodsnetwork.com to listen to all the podcasts.
Read the rest.
I am bloody reading it. Also find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Simply type in the Oddcast Podcast UK. Okay, can I go now?
And that's a wrap. Good job, Rhea.
Fuck off, Adam.